Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
What are you doing?
Hmm?
Well, when I walked in, you were kind of hunched over a bag. Right, it looked like you were selling knockoff t-shirts or something. Right. What are you doing?
I'm beating the credit crunch. Now, listen, I want an honest opinion.
Right.
Tomorrow night, it's the National TV Awards on ITV1.
Which you're hosting, aren't you?
Well, no, Sir Trevor McDonald is hosting the main thing on ITV1. And then me and Sarah Cox are doing the after-show thing on the red carpet, loads of backstage gossip, straight after on ITV2.
Excellent, right.
Right, I'm really looking forward to it. Everybody who's anybody from TV is there, yeah?
These are the awards, aren't they, where Judy's BAPS fell out one?
That's the one, yeah.
Right, okay.
And it's voted for by the public, which is good. Okay, now I want you to be honest about this. Oh, rubbish. About the suit that I'm wearing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now obviously you can't see this. You can watch it on ITV2 tomorrow. But it's a bit bold, I think.
No, I... Oh, dear.
What?
It's navy and it's...
It's
is
not...
that an expensive suit?
I don't
suit?
Think that's navy. I think that's kind of bright blue.
I think it's nice.
Because normally I quite like the suits you wore on the lottery.
This is a... Seriously, it's a... It's a big suit.
It's a big suit. A designer suit.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
That's the biggest suit I've ever had.
Mm.
Not biggest suit, you know what I mean? Like in terms of.
Yeah, because you've lost a bit.
I don't wear suits to cost
this
much money.
Are we going to get it tried on?
It is bright blue, though.
It's nice.
Do you not?
You wouldn't wear that on TV, no?
I'm not.
Well, as long as it doesn't.
Do you not think you might look a bit like a children's entertainer?
Oh, thanks a lot.
What else is in there, though?
I've also got in here, which I've got to give to Sarah Cox tomorrow, who's doing the show with me.
Oh! You've got Sarah Cox's tights!
I've got Sarah Cox's tights. Why have I been given this?
Are they...
Lots of tights.
They're not designer tights, those ones.
And a bra strap.
A bra strap?
So I have to hand those over to her tomorrow, do I, at the TV Awards?
So you're in charge of Sarah Cox's underwear, are you?
Yeah, I am. It looks like that way.
Never would have thought that.
I think a lot of people would like to swap with you, though.
But it's a no for the suit.
Well,
it's too late.
It's a bit bright.
It's
that's
too late.
All.
Do you know I can't what I mean? Wait for it.
It looks like you should have a puppet.
Oh, shut up.
It does. It really does.
It makes a statement, I think.
It makes a statement, yes. I should have some kind of puppet dog on my arm.
I knew you'd be down on my suit.
I'm not down on it. I just think it's a bit bright and you might look a bit children's entertainery.
Hmm.
I'm just saying, that's it.
Right, you know how normally on this show, I'm going to play Duffy and then I've got some really exciting news, which is still happening, and I'm typing emails about it even now. See, I'm very busy today.
You really are, aren't you?
I'm here with Sarah Cox's laundry.
Cox's underwear deliverer.
I'm here with my children's entertainer suit. I'm sending emails about stuff, which I'll tell you about in a minute, and playing records. Wow. It's incredible, isn't it?
Multitasking.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I really wish I'd never bought this suit in here now.
No, hang on a minute.
You can see this, it's on the webcam.
We're just trying to... You asked for our advice, and that's all we're trying to do. It's
Someone
not,
says I'm going to look like Trigger off Only Fools and Horses.
That, do you know what? That suit, that scene where Del Boy falls through the bar, is Trigger has that suit on that you've got over there. Play it cool, Scott. Play it cool. Is Coxie going to fall through the bar? Why is you... Brilliant.
Oh, no.
A lot of people aren't sure if the blue's going to clash with your orange face. You've been compared to a chocolate orange and a What's It packet.
And Lenny Henry.
Oh, what's a kitty?
It's our daily quiz. Three situations. All you got to do is help me and tell me what's happening next.
Oh, what's a kitty?
Ah, I didn't do a scoreboard.
Oh, you were going to make a scoreboard, were you?
I just remembered.
You were going to write on a piece of paper, weren't you?
Who won?
The score.
Who won?
Didn't Becky win yesterday?
Yeah.
You won yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right, I'm going to write that down, and I'm going to put today's one as well.
Which you'll then,
but then you'll
recycle
put that in
at the end of the show and
in the
start
recycling
again.
Thing at the end.
No, I'm going to make a scoreboard tonight.
Okay. Make sure you do.
Let me know how you do on 81199. Are you ready for your first
one? You're going to go home and make a score. Brilliant.
When he's not practising in the mirror for his ITV2 thing tomorrow night.
Dressed as Trigger.
National TV Awards. Shut up. Here's the first one.
Oh, what's a kitty?
You know Colin Murray?
I do know Colin Murray very well.
His show's on, it's good. It's on 10 p.m. every night.
Yeah.
And he has some famous guests on. and he does this thing called In the Company of really, really famous people. It was Tom Jones last night. Now, I don't know if you know this, but it's quite a little-known fact that both Colin Murray and Tom Jones are really quite good at the ukulele.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they played a song on one. It was Tom's big tune, It's Not Unusual. My question to you is this. How long did it take for Tom to mess it up, to properly cock it up on the ukulele in seconds?
For Tom to mess it up?
Yeah.
I think Colin was playing the ukulele and I think Tom was singing his own
song. Yes, he was there.
Oh, God, I can't remember how long it was, though.
So how long did it take for Tom to mess it up? I would say 19 seconds.
Chappers is saying 19. How long before Tom crashes and burns, Becky?
I'm just trying to think. I think it's not unusual. There's a bit of an intro. I don't know. 25 seconds.
25 seconds? Mm. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Colin Murray in the company of Tom Jones last night with Tom's big tune, It's Not Unusual, on the ukulele. Tom's singing a bit. But when does it start to go wrong for Tom?
I'm so nervous. Right, let's see if we can do this. Ready?
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. Or when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day, no matter what you say.
You did the wrong bit, man. You don't even know your own song.
What are you talking about?
It's two verses.
Only Colin.
I know.
Only Colin would then have a go at Tom Jones for messing it up.
So, 40 seconds till Tom messed it up, so Becky wins.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Next one.
I thought you played that very well, did Colin?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, well done.
Here's your next situation. Would you rather? It's a quick game of would you rather.
Oh, no.
Okay. Here's my question. Would you rather be Peter Stringfellow's thong on Johnny Vegas's Y-front? Would you rather?
I think...
And why?
What's this got to do with anything? I think I'd rather be Peter Stringfellow's thong.
Why?
Because it gets closer to attractive women.
How would you describe Peter Stringfellow? Because some people I don't think have ever heard of him.
As a kind of sleazy old man.
Bit of a Lothario?
Yeah.
Kind of leopard print... Kind of
leopard print.
Tanga briefs.
Yeah.
Deal.
And who is... Who has made an awful lot of money out of bars with dancing girls.
Mm. And how would you describe comedian Johnny Vegas?
A kind of lard ass.
Okay, good. Likes his beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who's funny?
Right.
What? Do I get a point for that?
No. I was just asking what you thought first.
Right. But that's what I would... Right. It's a bit of a tricky question, to be honest.
Here's my question to you, though.
Mm-hmm.
We asked 9 people on the streets of Great Britain.
9? Could you not find could you not find the 10th? Time run out.
10th didn't want to talk.
All right.
We asked 9 people, would you rather be Peter Stringfellow's thong or Johnny Vegas's Y-front? What do you think? Out of those 9, how many said they prefer to be Peter Stringfellow's thong rather than Johnny's Y-front?
Asking now, I'm going to say 6.
You're saying 6 out of 9? Becky?
3?
Saying 3.
I prefer to be the other one.
Why?
Because I like that monkey that he does those adverts with. Get to hang out with him all day. I'm not saying that the monkey...
What are you saying?
I'm not saying it. I'm just saying...
The monkey doesn't live in his pants.
I know! Anyway.
Oh. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Out of 9 people, how many said they prefer to be Peter's thong rather than Johnny's wife fronts?
If it was a matter of life and death, I'd choose death.
I love Johnny Vegas, so I pick him.
Yeah, okay, yeah, him too.
I've got to say Johnny Vegas' wife fronts because he's fit.
String fella's thong. Just due to the fact that he's probably seen a lot more action.
Johnny Vegas' wife fronts.
Oh, what?
He's just got the b***.
Johnny Vegas' wife fronts. Because Peter Shinkler is a dirty old man.
Johnny Vegas' wire front. Just because Peter Stringfellow is a big no-no.
Thong goes in quite deep, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But I'm against white front, so I think I prefer thong to white front.
So how many said they prefer to be Peter's thong rather than Johnny's wire front? Two people, which means that Becky wins.
I love the way you say it with such certainty.
Becky wins.
Oh, what's occurring?
You didn't tell me you were going to ask women as well as men. That changes it, I think.
Sauce.
Why?
Well, because the men that were asked in there went with Peter Stringfellow because of that he gets closer to dancing girls, you see.
Next one.
Yeah.
You know Craig David?
Yeah.
He's off of Southampton. He's also off of, loads of things. He's off of Fill Me In. He's off of 7 days. Took for a drink on Monday.
Yeah.
Doing it by Wednesday, wherever it was. He's off of Rise and Fall featuring Sting.
Yeah.
And he's off of this one. Now, can you guess what we've done on Oh, What's Occurring with Craig David based on What's Your Flavour? Think about it.
Was it something to do with days of the week?
No.
I don't know.
What we did, we got Craig David to try out 5 different types of crisps.
Right.
And he had to identify what they were.
What their flavour was.
What their flavour was. When we told him this idea, he was really pleased. Now, will you play our little game with us?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. What's your flavour? Tell
me what's your flavour. That old chestnut.
Obviously, he's never played any game like this before.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't sound that enthusiastic about it there, did he?
Here's my question. On our new game, What's Your Flavour, with Craig David, how many crisp flavours would he get right? How many out of 5? Becky?
4.
4. Chappers?
1.
1. Let's find out, shall we?
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Craig David eating some crisps. Okay, Craig, here's crisp type number 1.
Okay.
Give it a good crunch.
Do you know that one? I would say that's... It's like curry, that one.
I'm going to give you that point. It's chicken madras. Let's go.
We'll see what this is all about. Yeah, I'm not sure about. That's funny, that. I don't know what that has gone.
Chili and lemon. 3.
Okay.
Go on, Craig.
Okay. I don't know, but it tastes nice, though.
Good.
Might have a few more. I'll try it. That is prawn something. I don't know. No.
Oriental ribs. 4.
That is roast chicken.
Lamb and mint. And number 5.
Okay, let's see.
Well, they're quite thick ones.
You can't go wrong with prawns. That's prawn something, isn't it? Prawn.
It's like
skips.
Ham and pickle. So I gave him a point there, really. It was 1.
It was 1. You say, do you know why I thought it would be low? Because you're the kind of person that will have gone to a gastro pub to get your crisps.
See, I thought it would be like salt and vinegar and cheese and onion and...
Not with him, no. Yeah.
Oriental ribs.
It's those packets of crisps that in pubs cost about £3 and are like crushed pepper and
sea bass salt.
Seamen salt, I was going to say.
I'm sorry?
Sailor salt is on.
You're making it
worse.
I'd also like to tell you.
You know what I mean? They're really posh flavours.
Why do they have so expensive?
I'd also like to say that Craig David has a greatest hits album coming out, middle of November. All the ones are on there. And he's also on tomorrow night at 9 o'clock on ITV2 on Jack Osborne's Adrenaline Junkie, doing extreme things in Mexico.
I've got so red.
Becky wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh, What's Occurring? Radio
1. Scott Mills. Hello?
Hello!
Hi, who's that?
It's Petra.
Hi, Petra. Where are you today?
I'm in Havant.
Oh, that's nice. Off of Fareham, near Fareham.
Near there, yeah.
Hampshire, yeah, yeah. How can I help?
I was just worried about the boyfriend stuck in the park.
Oh, this
Did
is
Did he get home? Did he have a sleeping bag?
This is from yesterday evening, quite late on the show, where we revealed that Becky's boyfriend, on the way to here to meet her, got stuck in an actual park because they closed the doors.
Is he okay?
Why are you concerned?
I was just worried because it was very, very cold last night.
And dark.
And Woody and
yes, he's fine, and he did get out, but he did have to call the police.
He didn't.
Yeah, apparently that's what. Yeah, it's quite frightening.
So they had to break in to get him out.
Yeah.
Oh no!
I don't think the police broke in.
Unlock the gate for him. So yes, he's fine. I didn't have to go down there with supplies.
Oh, good.
A lot of people.
You're not worried anymore now, then.
No.
A lot of people very concerned. Lucy's been on saying she wanted to know what happened. Yes, Craig's been worrying about it since last night, about 5 to 7.
Isn't that a waste of police time?
No, apparently it's quite serious if you get locked in the park.
Okay, I apologise. Radio 1,
Scott Mills. I'm glad we made you feel better, Petra.
Thank you very much for letting me know.
And thanks for your concern.
Take care.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay then, is everybody ready for some Badly Bleeps TV?
Yeah.
Yes, let's do it. You know how this works. We got some clips from various TV shows. Just tell me what the words are. You can play along with this as well, like you can with Oh, What's Occurring. Becky V. Chappers today.
It was so rubbish. Look, just to interrupt. Last week I had to do this on my own, Mark, and I still didn't win.
Really?
Yeah, it was rubbish.
Oh, dear. Yeah. That is disheartening.
Yeah. Okay, so, first one. Did you see the new Spooks?
Yes. I did
see the new Spooks.
And there's one on tonight, isn't there? The second part of it's on tonight.
What was it like?
It was absolutely fantastic, but I don't want to say anything else in case people didn't see it last
night. Yeah, I was just about to give away a massive plot spoiler.
Yeah, but you didn't see it coming, did you, actually?
No. Well, what? I did about 20 minutes from the end.
Didn't see what coming?
Can't say.
Somebody in Spooks is leaving, but I didn't know that this person was leaving.
Until, I love them.
Until last night. It was brilliant.
Everyone's saying it's amazing. Okay, so this then you might get from last night's Spooks.
Well, I can't remember every line.
What's the missing word here?
Okay. The Prime Minister is unwilling to risk going ahead with the Remembrance Day service. He'd sooner give these jumped up little f***ers what they want.
Anytime you need to hear it again, just tell me.
Okay, one more time.
The Prime Minister is unwilling to risk going ahead with the Remembrance Day service. He'd sooner give these jumped up little f***ers what they want.
Chappers.
Fanatics.
Oh, I know it as well, yeah.
Do you remember this bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very well remembered.
The Prime Minister is unwilling to risk going ahead with the Remembrance Day service. It's going to give these jumped up little fanatics what they want.
Yay!
I think it's because they kind of speak slowly and with authority. You kind of ingrains in your brain a bit more.
So you can have a point each for that, all right?
Thanks very much.
That's okay.
I'd love to be in Spooks.
Would you? Who would you be?
Who would I be? I'd have to be a new character, wouldn't I?
I'd be Adam's girlfriend one. I don't know if I'd work in Spooks or not. I'd just be his girlfriend. I like him.
I need to get into this because I'm not.
Really not?
Really?
It changes your life. When you walk down the street, you think everyone else is a spook.
That's what everyone... Right, yes.
Today, I was like, every man in a suit, I was like, you must be a spook.
Yeah. I need to get into it. I'm so behind on this.
You are, well,
as always.
About 5 or 6 series?
Yeah, it's about the 8th series.
I'll get the DVD. Yeah. It's all fine. I'll be right up to date in about a year. As I am with most TV shows.
How are you enjoying Friends at the moment?
Oh, it's been good.
He's still in Only Fools and Horses at the moment. Yeah. Not to tell by...
by his life.
Yeah.
Right, now we're going to Dragon's Den.
Okay.
What's the missing word here on Badly Bleep TV?
I mean, he's obviously, I think he's known as the king of the...
Becky first.
Winners? King of the winners. Like King of the Swingers, but...
He's obviously, I think he's known as the king of the...
I'll go for one-liners.
King of the one-liners. Let's find out.
I mean, He's obviously, I think he's known as the king of the one-liners.
Did you see that as well?
No, I didn't see that, no.
How did you guess one-liners?
Because it just made sense in that. I think, you know, it's because I've had a week off. It gives you a chance to recharge your the badly bleeped batteries. Mm. And I kind of feel I'm benefiting from having a break.
All right.
Yeah.
2-1 to Chappers. Next, we're going over to the Antiques Roadshow.
No, I didn't see that.
But what's the missing word?
I see some dogs with in here.
Oh!
I see some dogs with in here.
Chappers.
Crepes.
It's got to be, hasn't it? It can't be anything else.
You can't just keep copying what I say.
But when it's when I think it's the right answer, I can.
I see some dogs have crept in here.
But why would dogs have crept in?
On the Antiques Roadshow.
It might be a kennel that they're having valued.
Yeah, I'll stick with crept.
Crept. Mm. Let's find out.
I see some dogs have crept in here.
Mm. Weird.
Well, do you know what it was that they were having valued?
No.
Alright, okay.
Alright. So you can have another point each for that. 3-2.
Well done. Thank you're doing very well, yeah.
To you. Holby City, anyone?
Yes,
you seen
please.
That lately?
No.
Okay.
I've never seen that apart from when you were in it.
You've never that wasn't Holby City, that was Casualty.
Alright, okay.
Not the same show.
Alright. No, I've never ever seen it.
Oh. Okay, well that might not help you then on this one.
Last night. John was away somewhere, a hotel somewhere. He needs space to work.
Work. Before Chappers says that I copied his answer.
Work. Chappers.
Can I hear it one more time, please?
Last night, John was away somewhere, a hotel somewhere. He needs space to work.
She's overacting a bit, isn't she?
A little.
Do you know what I think?
Mm.
Lots of dramatic...
Sometimes...
pauses.
John's away somewhere.
Walk.
Walk.
Mm.
Let's find out.
Last night, John was away somewhere. A hotel somewhere. He needs space to work.
Oh, come on,
yes!
Becky.
Yes.
Well, I'm just trying to, I don't want to copy what she says. I'm just trying to be different.
So it's 3-3 now. Badly Bleeped TV now goes to Autumn Watch. Now let's talk about Autumn Watch. It's Bill Oddie and Kate Humble.
Kate Humble, yeah.
And they have Spring Watch as well, don't they? And what happens on these shows?
Basically, there's just lots of cameras aimed at wildlife and birds and stuff, and, and they watch it and comment on it, and then Bill Oddie always appears to be quite grumpy about it. And that tends to be it, really.
People seem to love it, though.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hypnotic to watch.
Do you remember when we got a little bit obsessed with Spring Watch for
a while? Well, they used to put it on live, didn't they, at midnight or something.
And
so
you could just see, like, otters not doing much on BBC Two.
I don't know if they do. Do they do Autumn Watch live? I don't know.
Anyway, here's a little bit from Autumn Watch. Tell us the missing word here.
Just one of those males will mate with about 15% of the females. That's an incredibly high number. Why? What is it that makes this one male a real star?
Can I hear it one more time, please?
Okay, it's long.
Just one of those males will mate with about 15% of the females. That's an incredibly high number. Why? What is it that makes this one male a real star?
All right, then, who wants to go first?
Bloke.
Bloke. Becky.
Do they have ducks on Autumn Watch?
I'm sure they do.
Duck, I'm having.
Real star duck.
I don't know. Who's the best duck? I don't know.
Just one of those males will mate with about 15% of the females. That's an incredibly high number. Why? What is it that makes this one male a real star buck?
Buck!
Oh! I was almost there with duck.
You were. Do you want half a point for being two letters away?
No, you can't have that.
One,
no,
isn't it? Duck.
No. So it's still three all.
D's second and D's fourth.
Oh, yeah.
Still three all.
Yeah.
And one more. Anyone seen BBC One daytime soap opera Doctors?
Yes, I have seen that.
Bit of medical stuff in the afternoon if you're a student or you're not at work at the moment.
And this is from Doctors the other day. Just tell us what the missing word is here.
Have your breakfast. Caroline's dropping by this morning. She won't want to see you with a mouthful of...
I miss daytime TV.
So do I. So, Chappers.
Hear that? Can I just hear that again?
Have your breakfast. Caroline's dropping by this morning. She won't want to see you with a mouthful of...
Cocoa Pops.
Cocoa Pops. Becky.
Cornflakes.
Oh, you're going for the cereal as well, are you?
Yeah.
What else? Oh, the clue was in breakfast.
Yeah. Well,
what else would you suggest we could have gone for? Mouthful of what?
It's not going to be toast, is it?
Rice Krispies.
I was going to say porridge, but it's not going to work. No. Cornflakes.
Let's find out.
Have your breakfast. Caroline's dropping by this morning. She won't want to see you with a mouthful of cornflakes.
Yeah! Narrowly.
Did I win?
Becky wins, yes.
Yes!
So when she plays against herself, she loses. And now when she plays against me, she wins.
Yeah. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio
1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.